Kondo, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We present for your enjoyment tonight and every weekday evening at this time, Kondo, the magician. Before our drama starts, I would like to tell you some news. Some very good news. We think it's safe to say that if you would like White King granulated soap, you can probably get it now from your grocer. You know, it has been awfully short, and in many cases difficult, if not impossible, to obtain. This was because during the war years, we would not let White King quality down. And we just could not make enough of our kind of soap to fill the demand. Then, too, lots of people moved out west from the east. And once they tried White King, they found it different from, and many like it better, than any soap they'd ever used. There still isn't any too much White King. But if you're lucky, you'll find some at your grocer's tomorrow. And know what you'll say, do you? You'll say, I love White King. In Cairo, Frank Chandler and the Regents have been told by the mysterious Princess Naji that she believes Robert Regent may be found in the long-lost tunnel connecting the Sphinx with the Great Pyramid. The tunnel proves to be an ancient temple of black magic. Over the pagan altar is an alabaster figure of its priestess, strangely resembling Naji herself. While Chandler vainly searches the tunnel for Regent, Dorothy falls under the spell of the lifelike figure and hears the priestess say she has delivered herself to the powers of darkness. Chandler alone realizes what this may mean and hurries Dorothy back to the hotel. But when he has left her in her room, she hears the voice of the priestess once more, commanding her to pick up an Egyptian knife. Terrified that she will be forced to harm Bob and Betty, she cries out to them to leave and lock the door behind them. Kondo, the magician.
I think we ought to do something, Betty. Maybe Mom needs a doctor. Maybe she's picked up some kind of an Egyptian bug.
Now, I wish Uncle Frank would come back. Where do you suppose he went?
We've asked each other that a million times. But we know he's okay. It's Mom.
I don't like to go into her room again when she's asked us not to.
Well, of course not. But why should she ask us to lock her in there?
And lock the hall door from the outside, too. Where are the keys?
Right here with that darn knife. Why would she have it anyway? She hates things like that.
You could see she was afraid of it. She held it out to you as if she couldn't bear to touch it.
I bet it has something to do with that tunnel. You know, if we knew how to work the crystal ball, maybe we could find out.
Yes, if. Bob, do you think a person could be hypnotized just by looking at a statue?
Oh, hypnotism's the bunk.
It is not.
If you want to know what I really think, Naji's put some kind of a hex on Mom.
How can you say that? Naji's marvelous, and she likes Mother.
You notice she found Roxor, don't you? And Uncle Frank told her she was supposed to be a sorceress. What if Naji planted that statue in the tunnel?
I don't believe it. How could she?
Well, she's got 15 or 20 servants that have worked for her all their lives.
Oh.
If the Egyptians could build those pyramids by hand, a little thing like moving a statue wouldn't stop them.
Oh, but Bob...
Naji was the one that showed up with a drawing of the tunnel everybody's been hunting for since the year one. Archaeologists and explorers.
Naji
and...
didn't even know how to get into the tunnel until Uncle Frank helped her.
I know, but after we left...
Oh, Bob, we're just going over and over everything and nothing does any good. You know, maybe you're right.
About Naji? Sure I am. You'll see.
No, I mean about Uncle Frank's crystal. It's the first time he's ever left it out on the table when he wasn't going to use it. Why don't we try?
Well, that's what I said. What can we lose?
I don't see why he'd care.
We can't hurt it just by looking into it. Pull up your chair. I'll take this one.
Okay. Now, what is it Uncle Frank does?
He just looks into it like this and boom, there's a picture. So we look.
Do you see anything?
Not yet. Give it time to warm up. You know how it kind of lights up inside?
It doesn't for us, though.
Well, keep on looking. Oh, stop looking around the room as if you were afraid something was going to bite you. Concentrate, for Pete's sake.
You ought to hear that sound by now, Bob.
That's right. A fine couple of crystal gazers we are. Hey, is that something?
Where?
No, it's just the table showing through.
Is it?
Funny how the crystal magnifies. I never noticed that before. Don't you see anything yet either?
Not a thing. Oh, Bob, I wish we hadn't started this.
Well, give it a chance. Can't expect to get something in a second the way Uncle Frank does. Sit down, Bets.
No, I'm not going to look at it anymore. You can look at it alone if you want to.
Well, if you're not just about the silliest girl...
I don't care what you say. I'm afraid of it when Uncle Frank isn't here. Where do you suppose he can be?
My son, have I not told thee that in fear is the greatest peril?
You have told me, my teacher, and I know.
Yet twice thou hast feared greatly for those thou lovest.
Yes, for Nadri, and now for my sister. I ask your help.
The power thou needest is always at thy command. Must I have sent for thee to come to this place to remind thee once again?
I do know. And yet I need your help.
Tell me, my son.
You know what happened in the Temple of the Black Arts?
You fear the priestess is indeed Nagi.
I know it's impossible. But when I saw the figure there, for a moment I was afraid it could be.
My son, nothing is impossible. For countless ages, the forces of good and evil have come together. Yet...
You don't mean that Nagi and this priestess are somehow the same?
If thou believest that, thou hast indeed lost much that I have taught thee.
Tell me what you mean, my teacher.
Countless ages ago, as men count time, there began the life of her who became the priestess in the Temple of the Black Arts. She chose the way of evil, and in a thousand lives, she has chosen it still.
But Nagi...
Nagi knows only good. But I tell thee this, one day she will speak to thee of the secret she must keep. It is hers, my son. Leave her in peace.
Then there is a reason why this priestess looks so much like Nagi?
There is reason in all things. When the time is right, thou wilt understand.
I'll remember. But surely I'm not to leave my sister under the influence of the priestess.
Thou hast within thyself the power to remove it from her and from all who have listened to the voice of darkness. Do thy work without fear.
I will. My teacher, I ask but one more thing.
It is written that thou art not to come to me here again until many things have come to pass. Ask me what thou wilt.
My sister's husband...
Speak not of him to me now. The search is one of the duties of thy life. Across the years it has come to thee. None can take it from thee.
I understand.
It is true thy sister is in great peril. Go with her to the Temple of the Black Arts. Do not leave it until thou hast driven out its spirit of evil.
I will not. Goodbye, my teacher.
Peace be in thy heart.
Mother, we just came in to see if you were all right. I mean, we thought you ought to have some dinner and we wanted to ask you what to have sent up.
No, I don't want anything now, really. You two go down and have your dinner.
And leave you here alone?
Yes, yes, please go. Lock the door behind you.
Mother, we can't just go down and eat our dinner as if nothing was wrong with you.
Oh, don't worry about me, darling. And there's nothing you can do for me. Oh, children, go on.
We're just making her worse, Bets. We better get out of here.
I guess so. We'll see you in a little while.
Lock it and take the key.
I am.
Oh, how can I live with this awful thing? Afraid of what I might do to my own children. Oh, Frank, where are you?
Right here, Dot.
But the door is locked. I heard the key turn.
I know. Sit down and listen to me. I found out what to do.
About me? About that priestess?
Yes.
You were trying to make me believe there was really nothing wrong.
If I'd told you what I suspected, you'd have been even more frightened than you were.
I wasn't afraid at all at first. It seemed perfectly natural. I couldn't understand why you hurried me out of that place.
Well, it seemed natural because you'd accepted it. You weren't trying to push her aside.
Her? You mean Najee?
No, no. It's hard to explain it, Dorothy. You'll just have to believe that I know.
Well, what is it?
Well, centuries ago, there was a priestess of black magic in that temple. And whether she taught it to her acolytes, so it was passed on down through time, or...
Oh, yes. Yes, I see.
Or whether she lived 1,000 lifetimes herself, it doesn't matter. The concentrated evil of all time is in that temple of hers. And you, well, you know what happened.
Oh, but she was here in this room. I heard her.
I know. That's why I went away for a little while.
You can't mean to the yogi.
Why not?
Oh, I can't believe. But that doesn't matter now. Is it really over? Oh, Frank, I was so afraid I might do something to hurt the children.
It's almost over. But you'll have to face it once more, darling.
Oh, not now. I can't.
No, but later tonight.
What makes you think she'll come back here again tonight?
I don't. We're going to her.
Oh, don't ask me to, Frank.
You must. But this time, not alone.
You mean we're deliberately going back into that...
Yes. As soon as Bob and Betty have gone to bed, we'll leave.
But what if I should... What if it should be even worse this time? What about the children then?
You must face it, Dorothy. If you don't... You'll never be rid of it as long as you live.
Monday night, Chandu continues, and you will want to join Dorothy Regent, Betty and Bob in their thrills and adventures. So you'll be with us Monday evening at this same time, won't you? Probably tomorrow you'll be marketing. And maybe on Monday there'll be washing you'll have to do. Look, here's a suggestion. Get a couple of packages of White King soap tomorrow. Get the giant size package if you can. And will you be proud of your washing? The white things so very white. The colored things so safely guarded. The washing time shortened so considerably. The effort reduced so that you're hardly tired. And your hands feeling so good, because White King is gentle not only to clothes, but to hands as well. The only thing it could possibly be hard on is dirt. Know what you'll say when you've used White King? Do you? You'll say, I love that soap. The makers of White King invite you to listen Monday at this time when the story resumes. Chandu, the magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.